I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Joining us now on the Framingham Ford studio line. Framingham Ford is Metro West Commercial Truck Headquarters. This I am going to number among the top 10 moments of my life. Number one is meeting Bruce Springsteen at the Dropkick Murphys show several years ago outside the House of Blues. Number two would be interviewing Max Weinberg of the E Street Band, who joins us right now on this show. Hello, Max.
Well, hello, guys. Good morning. It's good to be with you.
Listen, I got to tell you something. I border on fanboyism, so my sincere apologies in advance for this.
Not at all. We're all afflicted with that particular thing. I have it myself.
Would you say that if you're in the band with the guy and you have been forever, do you have a man crush on him? And is it impossible to control? I mean, that's how I would be, Max.
Well, you got to understand, I'm always in the back, so you know the view that I'm seeing. So it's hard not to have a man crush on my boss, the boss. No. You know, it's been 44 years I've had that particular position, and it never gets old, it never gets tiring, it never gets boring. It's always exciting. And that's why, you know, basically, it's a phenomenal, for me, it's always been a phenomenal platform, Bruce's songs, to play the way I like to play the drums.
Yeah.
Which is why I continue to play the drums.
I mean, there's nothing that, quite frankly, arouses me more than Badlands and your work on that. I mean, I just, there
Holy
are
creepiness.
So many, there are so many. I mean, it's just, it's got to be a dream come true to be, for over 40 years, to be playing in that band. I mean, it's got to be amazing.
Well, it is. It was a dream come true. You know, I was playing drums in the late 50s and early 60s. To think that at the age of 67, I'd still be playing, still be able to play for 4 hours.
Yeah.
Because in the E Street Band, I have to be able to play longer than Bruce can play, because he's the only one who can say, let's stop. So yeah. When you think about it, the position of playing the drums in the E Street Band is something that takes willpower, discipline, the ability to go all night. And, you know, my drumming is not complicated. It's fairly simple. I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's fairly simple. I generally have two beats I can play. Fortunately for me, they were the two beats that Bruce Springsteen wanted to hear.
That's awesome.
How long do you think Bruce keeps going?
I don't think musicians stop. I think you just keep going as long as you enjoy it, can play with credibility. So far as I can tell, we haven't made any concessions to being in our advanced rock and roll years, although compared to some of the people who were playing out there, we're youngsters. So I think you just keep going. What else are you going to do, sort of? You know, that's why I keep playing. That's why I'm bringing my four-piece jukebox band to the City Winery, because when we don't play, the Easter Band, that is, I like to keep playing. And this is a great format for me to play within, because it's all audience requests of 60s and 70s songs, and they just call them out in real time, and we play them.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, I do it to keep my drumming sharp, actually, because if I didn't do it, I wouldn't play. So you got to get out there, whatever context. You know, it can be can be a city winery, a small intimate place, or it can be a stadium down in Foxborough. It can be, the thing is, you have to give your 100% of your heart all the time when you're playing.
Yeah.
And I think as long as you can do that, whatever you play, whatever instrument you play, whether you sing, whatever you do, as long as you can do that, play with heart, you can do it until you can't do it anymore.
We're talking with Max Weinberg of the E Street Band, who will be at City Winery in Boston on Sunday, August 26th. And LB has a question.
Hey, Max, it's LB. I just want to ask, what was it like the first time that you met the boss? How did it go down?
Well, it was interesting. I was at the time, this is 1974, and I was playing a Broadway show called Godspell. I was going to college.
Wow.
I was living at home with my parents, and I to tell you the truth, I didn't know. I'd heard locally in New Jersey of Bruce Springsteen. He had had two records out on Columbia Records. And I was playing in various club date bands, you know, playing rock clubs, just working all the time. And he and the band put an ad in the Village Voice, which was kind of like the Boston Phoenix, if people remember that newspaper. They had a great section on music and want ads for musicians. And right there in the want ads, it said, wanted drummer, no Junior Ginger Bakers.
Which, nice. That's pretty good.
You know, now Ginger Baker was the classic, incredible, fantastic drummer of Cream. But this was kind of a, you know, we don't want anybody who thinks he's Junior Ginger Baker. And I didn't. My thing was playing all sorts of jobs, being an accompanist. But something like 60-something drummers went down and saw the ad, and someone gave me the ad. I hadn't even seen it firsthand. And I said, well, you know, you audition for everything. What it really attracted me was it said on Columbia Records. So right away I knew he was doing better than I was. He had a record deal. And forget that. And no, at that particular time, the two records were monumentally unsuccessful.
Max,
but it was an amazing experience, because I'll tell you this, and that's what it was like the first moment we played. Walked into a little rehearsal studio in New York, introduced himself, met the other guys in the band. It was Clarence, Danny Federici, and Gary Talent. And we got right to playing. And as soon as we played, literally within the first 20 seconds, I could tell that this guy was particularly special. And it was not only what he was doing, but it was the way that Clarence, Danny, and Gary were so laser-focused on what he was doing. And that's probably the hardest thing to get in any band. And it was something that I hadn't quite experienced, was how they keyed in on what he was doing. So I realized right away it was pretty special.
Max, several texters want me to ask you if your son is still playing with Slipknot.
Yeah, my son Jay, who was just named Metal Drummer of the Year for, I think, the second year in a row, is the drummer for Slipknot. And they are hard at work at a fantastic, I've heard a couple of things, new studio album. And so, yeah, he is.
Yeah,
Have they ever covered a Springsteen song?
Oh, my God.
I think it would be easier for them to cover a Springsteen song than it would be for us to play a Slipknot song.
Yeah,
I'm in constant amazement at how great my son is. And he, you know, he taught himself completely. I didn't have anything to do with it. He, 15 years old, he decides to play the drums. And when I went to do the Tonight Show out in California, we had a little bit of the scheduling conflict between me touring for the Working on a Dream cycle. Bruce came up with the idea of hiring my son. So when you think about it, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You're being replaced, but you're being replaced by your son. So,
right.
It was actually a thrill for my family and me. He did an incredible job. He was 18.
Well, when I met Bruce, he showed up to play Badlands with Dropkick Murphys. I don't know if you've ever seen that or not, but
we were there.
Oh, you were there. Okay, you were there for that.
I was at the House of Blues with my son.
Yeah.
My wife Becky, and we went to. I believe Against Me was on the bill that night as well.
Yeah.
And Jay eventually joined Against Me before he played with Slipknot. But Joplin Murphy's incredible. One of Bruce's favorite groups.
Well, and one of his son's favorite groups, which I think is how he originally got introduced to him.
I believe that's true.
Yeah. Is there? There has to be, and I know you're probably not going to say it. There has to be a song that you and maybe the rest of the E Street Band is absolutely sick of playing. I want to know if it's Hungry Heart or what. What is the song that you guys are just when Bruce says 1, 2, 3, 4, and you've got to be sick of one of those songs.
Well, I'll tell you, when he does say 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, all of our songs have these little, most of them anyway, have these little drum pickups, you know, dun da da dun dun. So there have been times when he's gotten to 3 and a half and I didn't know what song it was. And you have to use your intuition sometimes. And that is, that is my version of being on top of an Olympic ski jump and just about to go down when you don't know what song he's going to go into, but you know you got to play something. And it's for a drummer, it's always safe to just hit a cymbal and you'll be okay. It's going to sound disingenuous, but I don't get tired of playing any of them. You know, when here I've been with Bruce for, 44 years or so, and the hardest thing in any band to get is great songs. You know, there's no turkeys. They're all incredible to play. And the older we've gotten, the deeper you dig into these songs. So, they're really a joy to play. They're not, I'm not being disingenuous.
Yeah,
I really
believe
that. There isn't one.
It comes across.
But I'll tell you a funny moment. I do have a funny moment though, of when occasionally we play the song Candy's Room.
Yeah.
And if you know the song, I start that song and it goes, you know, like
in
that.
Candy's Room. Yeah.
And usually there's this big roar of recognition from the audience. And only for the split second, in my mind, it's Max Weinberg and the E Street Band. Just for a split second, because I'm the only one playing. We're playing them all, you know. They're constructed very well, and that's a rare thing. And you know, with a Bruce Springsteen song, you're halfway there. So no, I don't think any of us get tired of playing it. How many times have we played Rosalita? Every time. See, we come from the place where it may be the thousandth time we've played it, but it may be the first time you've heard it.
Yeah.
And this sort of ethos of blues is that we're playing it for the person who has never heard it before. And if you embrace that philosophy, it doesn't get tiring. It's a really, I don't want to sound, hackneyed, but it's a privilege to be doing that.
Yeah. Max, I got a question about your gig at the City Winery. So you're going to be playing a lot of requests. Just assume Greg is going to be there right up front.
Of course.
He's going to be the creepy guy up front.
Yes, I am.
I'm just going to run some songs, some of Greg's favorite
songs. By the
way,
it's all requests.
Yeah, so.
All requests.
And you said
yes.
60s and 70s.
Yeah,
so I'm going to run by some songs by you that are Greg's favorites to see if you're going to play them.
Yes. Okay.
Shannon by Henry Gross. Are you guys going to be playing that?
You can't get by in that without playing Shannon.
Okay.
I played Shannon with Henry Gross.
What else you got, Shu?
What about A Horse with No Name?
By America?
Yeah.
I will grin and bear playing that song.
Oh, no. Well, it's like...
No, it's funny because as a drummer, even if I haven't played a song, particularly a song like Horse with No Name, which actually I have played, I did play in a show band, but it's funny to pick that one. As a drummer, you've heard these songs thousands of times. And, you know, it's like an earwig. They get in your head, and you can figure your way through it. Fortunately, the musicians I play with, we came up all in New Jersey where you had to play for 6-7 hours a night. You had to know every song that was on the radio. If you didn't know it, you needed to be able to fake your way through it. And, you know, we've been getting away with that for 45 years or so. So we just continue that.
Well, it's been great.
But if you're down there and you ask for, you know, a horse with no name, fortunately, it's a room where adult beverages are sold. We'll have a drink. We'll toast you. And, you know, the audience will give you some.
Let me tell you something. You'll know me at the show because I'll be staring at you the whole entire time.
Yeah, watch out for that.
Well, it is at the City Winery in Boston, and it's on Sunday, August 26th. And you can get tickets to see Max Weinberg's Jukebox. And you go to citywinery.com/Boston. That's citywinery.com/Boston. And do you play Bruce songs when he's not there?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice.
Well, I can't wait, Max.
Yeah,
it's been.
We play Bruce songs, you know, and that's a favorite part of the audience. We play the set. We have a revolving video screen of about 350 songs.
Oh, my God.
And people generally pick from that.
Wow. That's
and
awesome.
If there's a song that, you know, like I'll say to the guitar player, oh, that song, yeah, we'll play that. And the doors open at 5. You know, City Winery has a fantastic menu. It's an intimate place. You get real up close. And you just call out songs, and we play them. The show starts at 7. It's a Sunday, so it's an early show. And I would love to see all you down there. We'll if someone calls out "Horse with No Name," I'm going to know who that is.
That's
good
me.
On you,
yeah.
kid.
That's me.
Good
just wave.
You.
Just wave. All right, Max. It's been an honor having you on, and we'll see you on the 26th. All right, man.
26 City Winery. Thanks to all our Boston Environs fans. What a, you know, one of the greatest. When we played Fenway, that was the experience of a lifetime. So I want to thank everybody for all the support for Bruce's music with the E Street Band through the years. It's been great.
I believe the review of Bruce's show in Cambridge was the one that really set him on the track for success.
Joe's Place, all those places we used to play. I wasn't at that gig, but the first time I played with Bruce, just to finish on a note, in Boston, it's at the Boston Music Hall, and Dr. John opened to us. And, you know, I can tell you that joining Bruce and the E Street Band in 1974, by the way, August of 1974, it was like falling into a big vat of chocolate. For me.
Max, we'll see you on the 26th, all right?
Thanks a lot, guys. Take care.
All right. That is Max Weinberg. We're going to get a room, and we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.